Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 21st of November, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Another week and more Google Pixel problems. At least this time, though, Google's addressing some of those issues. Have you been on your Pixel phone and been hearing a bit of zzzz? Yeah, it's been quite annoying, but apparently Google has decided to take notice and fix the problem. Now, this actually started when the phone was released, and a lot of those people brought their handsets back, and they were actually replaced. But they got them home and still had the same buzzing problem, prompting Google to say, yeah, maybe this is a firmware thing. Now, the fix is not really coming today. I know, I was kind of reading this too, thinking, woohoo, it's coming today. No, it's not. It's coming in the next few weeks. So everybody that's on the Pixel 2 device right now, yeah, you're going to have to deal with a little bzzz a little longer. Hailing an Uber, pretty easy. Having the Uber driver find you, yeah, not as much. That's why Uber's gonna now let you share your live location with drivers so they can find you. This is all part of updates that Uber's implementing through their new app update, which, by the way, will be for App Store and Play Store. With the new live location sharing, riders will be able to opt in and share their real-time location with drivers. Now, yes, you heard me correctly. I said opt in, meaning it's not gonna be on all the time. Riders will be able to activate the feature by tapping a little gray icon at the bottom right hand of the side of the screen. So they say. We all know how Uber's been in the past. Hopefully they've learned from those mistakes. Nonetheless, though, it is a nice feature, as to be said, particularly when you got a driver calling you every 5 minutes saying, I don't see you. Have you heard the stories about that internet, particularly messaging, is replacing face-to-face conversations? In some cases, I actually kind of believe it myself. But Facebook doesn't. In fact, Facebook's new study says, no, you're dead wrong. The survey, which was commissioned by the Messenger team, yes, Facebook Messenger, found that about 52% of people are more likely to meet up in person than those who don't send messages as much. Facebook's basically saying that the more you keep in touch, the more you want to hang out together. In fact, the actual quote from the Facebook Messenger team was, we found out that messaging turns out to be not a wedge, but instead a bridge bringing us closer together. And finally, something that's always fun to look at is what KFC is coming up with other than chicken. Yeah, I'm talking about all those gadgets that KFC launches. Well, now they've got a new one to add to their arsenal. It's called the Internet Escape Pod. So what is the Internet Escape Pod? Well, I'll tell you, first and foremost, it's freaky as hell. It basically has the Colonel himself reaching around and taking you into his arms, creating a kind of dome over you where you see his head sticking out of the top. Freaky enough for you yet? Yeah. Let's continue. Basically, what this thing is a stainless steel mesh with high-density foam on the outside. And as you probably guess, once you're inside the cage, no Wi-Fi, no nothing can make its way through. Well, that is, except a good old bucket of chicken. Sound enticing to add to your Christmas list? Well, you best be jumping on it now. There's only one in existence so far, and it's going to set you back a cool $10,000. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is our official website for all the BTN content. You can find all our shows, podcasts, and blog over there. We're also on Facebook, British Tech Network, and Instagram, British Tech Network. You can also find us on Twitter, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, hanging out at our Slack room, come hang with us. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Wednesday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news. I sure in the hell hope there's a lot more than there was today in the next 24 hours. But until then, try your best. Have a nice Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.